The White Pass and Yukon Route is one of the most popular tourist attractions in Southeast Alaska. The scenic and historic train ride runs from Skagway into Canada's Yukon Territory. It's the largest private employer in town. Engineers, conductors, and brakemen on the Alaska side are hoping to reach an agreement with White Pass that boosts wages and avoids job cuts. And this week, they're voting whether to go on strike if needed. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says a strike could cause major disruptions for the cruise industry.
More than half of the passengers that come through Skagway ride the train. And, you know, Skagway's history is linked with the railroad. So, you know, losing operations on the railroad would definitely have a significant impact.
Jason Geiler chairs the union that represents the workers. He says he's worried about permanent cuts to brakeman positions. Brakemen are one of the three workers on the train at all times.
Having three people on board a train is critical when you're carrying, you know, 600 plus guests on board every single one of these trains that travel up and down the mountain on a daily basis.
Even if the union votes to authorize a strike, it wouldn't happen right away. There are still several steps in the negotiating process that would have to happen first. The union's previous contract ended in 2017, and wages and healthcare costs are other key issues for the union as it negotiates the new one. Geiler couldn't share specifics on the wage increases proposed by both parties, but he says the union recognizes the company's lost profit during COVID. He says the union is strictly looking to increase wages to keep up with inflation. Mayor Cremata says that's important for Skagway residents.
It's expensive to live here. The pandemic and the last couple of years, I've seen prices at the grocery store double, if not more. So it concerns me to think that, you know, people who live in this community may not be able to afford to live in this community anymore.
White Pass is owned by an investment group that includes the Carnival Corporation and Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings. Executive Director Tyler Rose says he can't comment on ongoing negotiations.
White Pass and Yukon Route is committed to working towards the resolution of these negotiations in the interests of all involved.
The union is set to meet with company representatives and a mediator on Friday morning to continue negotiating. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.